Hi, everybody. Jerry V here. NBA Finals. Let's do this. First of all, Golden State in seven. It'll go less than seven if the following happens. If Curry and Durant are playing well, and I mean during the same game, Golden State could walk away with this thing. It's going to be the combination of players. There's going to be an abundance of talent on the floor. If Durant and Curry are both playing well at the same time, Golden State could walk away with this. Now, here's a big, one of my favorite categories, the so-called X factor. Kevin Love was absolutely on fire against the Celtics, close to 23 a game, a dozen rebounds, and shooting the three at close to 54%. If he can continue to do that, he plays a major role for the Cleveland Cavaliers in adding to the what two primary players will be playing well at the same time. Add another X factor to this. How many easy baskets will the Cleveland Cavaliers get in the open floor? So on missed shots, when Cleveland gets the defensive rebound, how much court space will they cover advancing the ball off that initial pass, that quick pass? Because that way, they won't have to look at the number one defense in the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors, and the number two defense in the league during the regular season. Because Golden State does a marvelous job switching out on shooters. They're long enough and they're talented enough to do that. You negate that by the number of easy baskets you can get. And where is Klay Thompson? Only 14 a game, 39% in the playoffs so far. If he wakes up, put him in the category. And then in closing, does Cleveland keep shooting the ball well from three? Number one in shooting the three in the playoffs and number one in makes per game and field goal percentage in the playoffs. Golden State wins it in seven, less than seven if the X factor plays out. I'm Jerry V. Enjoy.